Okay, Tereb Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to Parak Aleph, Mishnah Beis. So, Lamala Mehem, the Mishnah goes on to discuss a more chomer type of tumah in the fact that it could be a mavir tumah in a more chomer way than in more ways than everything we discussed previously. Nevela means an animal that died without the benefit of shchita. Umechatos sheishbem kedei hazaya, and the amount of mechatos, the paraduma waters that has in a quantity that would be enough to sprinkle on somebody for the paraduma process of being matahir them. That they not only are metame b'maga, they're metame b'masa as well. That just by carrying these things, even if you don't touch them, you're carrying them in a bag, you still become tame. The tame b'gadim b'maga, and also when you're carrying the nevela or the mechatas, you can make your clothing or other kelim tamei by touching them. Meaning, even though the person carrying the nevela or the mechatas is a rishon, and a rishon normally cannot be metame kelim, because over here it's different. Anything that he touches becomes a rishon. The chasuche begotten b'magabot, when there's the person is touching any one of these tamei things, but he's not carrying them, clothing and other things are not going to become tamei. So it's only when you are doing masa on these items that your clothing, in fact, becomes tamei. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, lemala mehen, and an even more chomer type of tuma is boel nida. Someone who is boel nida, shehu metame mishkav tachton ke'elyon, that he's metame that which he sits on or lies down on, even if it's 10 mattresses one on top of the other, that the bottom one is as tamei as the top one. Lemala mehen, and even more chomer than that is zovo shelzav, the flow that comes out of his body, veruko v'shichvazara umeimei raglav, and his saliva and his shichvazara and his urine, shehim metamin b'maga u'b'masa, that they're metame both by maga and by masa, lemal mehen, and that's considered more chamur. In the last mission we spoke about a nevela or mechatas being metame b'masa, but if a person is just touching a nevela or mechatas, his clothing doesn't become tame. When it comes to the zov of a zav or the dam of a nida, if a person is just touching them, his clothing becomes tame as well. So that's why it's more chamur. Beyond that is you have a merkav, that which is used for riding on, like a saddle, shu mitame tachas even misma, that a merkav becomes tame even underneath a rock, meaning if the tame person put his weight down on the tuma, even if a tamei person put his weight down on the rock, making the thing underneath the rock tamei, and later a Torah person sits on that rock while it's still on top of that merkav, the merkav makes him tamei, so it goes through the rock. Lamalim in a merkav mishkav, and above the merkav is a mishkav sheshav magal l'masal, that it's the same as tumas masa, meaning in the same way that tumas masa that you are metamei things when that you become tame from carrying tame things, so it transmits to him in the same way. Merkav causes the person who carries it to be metame his clothing and his kelim that he's touching while he's carrying it. But a person who's only touching the merkav is not mavir tuma to clothing or other kelim. But when it comes to a mishkav, even if you're just touching the mishkav, you're able to be mavir the tuma, and that's why it's more chomer. L'malim in mishkav hamishkav azav, and beyond mishkav hazav, and even more chamer dikatuma is shahazav osa mishkav ve'in mishkav osa mishkav. Meaning, the malam in a mishkav, more than a mishkav, is hazav, is a zav himself. Shahazav osa mishkav, because a zav can make a mishkav, whereas a mishkav cannot make a mishkav. Ve'in mishkav osa mishkav. So one mishkav hazav cannot make another mishkav hazav. So to review what we learned today, we just went through the different levels of osa Hatumah, and what's more chomer than what? So we spoke about a nevela being more chomer than because it's metame b'masa. And then we spoke about Boel Nida being more tamei because it's tamei mishkav tachton kalyon. And then we spoke about zov and roke and shech vezera and mei raglayim of a zov, which is mitamei not only magom masa, it's mitamei the clothing that you touch. And then we spoke about a merkav hazov, and then on top of that, beyond that is a mishkav, and then beyond the mishkav is the zov himself, and then and each one in increasing levels of chumrah of the tumah. Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet.